Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah.
Get up!
My God, my God, hallelujah. Give the saints some room as we come marching in, giving God his just due praise, worship, and glory from our hearts, from our minds, and from our very souls. Praise the Lord, all you beautiful, blessed people. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Fire, the gospel experience that is dedicated to honoring the truth and the only living creator God. Now, right now. It is the time, beloved, to let our minds, bodies, and souls be renewed and refreshed in this wonderful, beautiful relationship with our great, wonderful, and magnificent God, our Father. Words can't fully express how we feel about his precious, beautiful Son, our Prince of Peace, y'all. He is our wonderful Messiah, Savior, and Redeemer, none other than introducing Jesus to Christ. Right here on this fire gospel experience, Jesus the Christ is unashamedly, unequivocally, and unapologetically declared to be the only Redeemer, y'all. He's the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and to our beautiful eternal life. Yes, you can quote me on that. He is our only hope and light for a lost, dark and dying world that we are living in. And we are living in because God has placed his precious spirit, Holy Spirit God, inside each believer so that we can live regardless of the circumstances around us. Blessings again to each and every one of you. I'm your purpose and power driven host, Ron E. Jefferson. And I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspirations from God Almighty, yes, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. Fire, the gospel experience, will light, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you can be that victorious believer in Jesus Christ. The Bible declares that we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. But you got to have faith. You got to believe. Amen. Goes right there. God is not respecting persons, y'all. No. He's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with him in spirit and in truth. For your spiritual nutrition as well as your spiritual consideration, we will be embracing from the Old Testament book of Micah, chapter 6, verse 3, where we read the Almighty One himself has erected a semblance of a courtroom setting where the mighty mountains and the very earth's foundations are called to hear God's case. His people, whom he has delivered from the hand of the enemy, has forsaken their holy covenant. Now God himself will take the stand to testify. What would God say to you and I and us about how we as modern day believers are living if he were to testify on our faithfulness to him? We're going to be discussing testify. Yes, 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 testify. God is going to testify through the prophet Micah. I want y'all to pull your scriptures out so that you can read it for yourself, because the Bible declares God changes not. And if those people from the Old Testament time, I want to say believers, but we don't know if all of them were, right? Okay. If God dealt with them in those times, God doesn't change. So however he felt about them then and whatever they came up short, guess what? He has the same mentality and attitude about us today. So it's all about us getting right with God. God is not going to change. It's up to us. My special guest is here on a return visit. I was so blessed by her Shine Artist Spotlight, her being an author, published author, mind you, as well as entrepreneur, human rights consultant, as well as a gospel artist, member of the Woman Empowered Group, Kanai El Delphi. Woman of God, Pastor Cynthia Butler is here. And I said, Pastor Butler, we're going to have to spend some time and talk about your book, because I myself have been blessed as a two-time published author. We understand it's not about just writing books. We understand that what we have been given is a special assignment project that comes from the Most High God, how God used our experiences in life to be able to write it down, y'all, and share it with somebody that's going to bless somebody's life, give them some direction and redirection, and then set some people free. And then guess what? There'll be more people added to the Hallelujah Chorus. Yes, indeed, as we just continue to give God praise. And then later on in the broadcast, I'm going to pull out my Shine Artist Spotlight, and we're going to shine the spotlight on Woman of God gospel artist Joanna Connor. Lord Jesus, this young lady has just been ordained. So I call her while she's really, really, really on fire. See, God is raising up generations of saved, sanctified, shown up, born again people of God, because we're living in the last evil days. So why don't you call a family member, a friend, call somebody in your spirit right now and let them know Brother Ronnie Jefferson is back on the internet radio giving God praise, giving God glory, being a light in darkness. And I want to invite every listener to join me in praise and worship. We already had prayer. Thank you, Holy Spirit God, for enveloping our lives with your very presence that illuminates God's holy light from his very throne and allows us the privilege to be vessels instrumentally as we declare Jesus Christ is Lord, Savior, and Redeemer. Most of all, Holy Spirit God, thank you right now. I do pray for lighting the fuse that's about to set the internet as well as the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire, fire, fire.
My situation, he turned it all around. and now I'm so much better. God did it. When I thought it was over, he came through. And I'm so thankful that you did. God did it. The Lord on this one. Remember all he's brought you through. He'll never leave you. Huh, new weapon form. No matter what the enemy tries, it may form, but it won't prosper. Hey, I'm more than a conqueror. Yes, sir. And we can laugh in the enemy's face. He's already defeated. Look, devil. For anyone who's ever come back from a setback, tell everybody, God did it. Still waiting on your miracle, just know God's already made a way. So give him praise, and when he comes through, don't forget to tell the world. Oh!
My God, didn't God do it again? Yes, 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 he did. Man of God, Brandon Anderson, don't be so mean. Starting up this fire gospel experience like that. Lord Jesus, that's what I'm talking about. Just like my elders used to say, if that don't get your fire started, then your wood must be wet. Amen goes right there. But that's okay. Don't worry about it. We got a solution and an answer for wet wood. It's called worship, praise, and get your hallelujah on. I promise you, that will get your spirit motivated and started. That's what we do right here on this fire gospel experience. Brandon Anderson, you sure know how to start a fire up in here, God did it again. And then did y'all hear him say, tell somebody. As witnesses of Christ, we have obligation. We ain't trying to just keep all this goodness to ourselves. We so saved, we so satisfied, we so full that we don't want to share it. No, what did Jesus do? The Bible declares that he emptied himself out and poured himself out as an offering to God on our behalf. So, Bible declares also, too, that the servant is not greater than the master, y'all. So it's up to us to follow in the very footsteps of Jesus. That's why he came, so that we'll know how to be led and know how to guide. But it's up to us to bring the submission. And sometimes, I have to admit, we do pray and ask Holy Spirit God, help us submit. Help me, Lord. I need your help. I say it all the time because, woo, with what I've been through, I realize that I need the Lord God to give me strength, to encourage me from the front to the back and on both sides. Amen. But again, y'all, the scripture declares, look to the hills. That means look up. Stop looking around because we get distracted, get caught up, right? Look up. Raise your focus above your surrounding elemental circumstances and look to heaven. That means heighten your awareness so that you can see God moving in your life. My special guest is here. Woman of God is returning back to this fire gospel experience. She is a published author. We're going to be discussing her book, Shouting Into the Darkness, at length. I told Woman of God, Pastor Cynthia Butler, we're going to take our time. We're not going to try to rush through this thing because I have had series, book series. This is Woman of God, Pastor Cynthia Butler's book signing, book promotion right here on Fire the Gospel Experience. So we take a couple more episodes, programs to get it all out. I want you listeners to be thoroughly endowed with the knowledge that this woman of God is bringing. She is a human rights consultant, entrepreneur, published author, as well as gospel artist of the woman group, Kanai L. Daffy. We will be playing their music because we are here to highlight you in your ministry. That's why I keep inviting y'all. I don't know why y'all be waiting. I'll be on Facebook talking about, come on, be my guest, be my guest. And y'all be like, okay. And I'm like, okay, well, next, who's next? Because whoever's on fire, I got a seat for you. So without any further ado, this amazing woman, God is going to bless us. And I'm here to let you know, y'all better get strapped in and be blessed by this amazing woman of God and her testimony. I'm sure will be an encouragement to all that have an open heart, an open mind, and an openness to receive. Woman of God, Pastor Cynthia Butler is back, y'all, on Fire, 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 the Gospel Experience. Woman of God, Pastor Cynthia Butler, welcome back to Fire the Gospel Experience. As you can see, I'm already fired up. How you doing?
I'm doing well, well, well. Thank you so much, Brother Jeff. You know what? Every time I hesitate to call your name because I always want to put pastor in front of it or minister. And every time I just feel that. I don't know if that's the calling God has given you or you've had a passion for it, but that just keeps coming up in my spirit.
I'm going to tell you something right now, woman of God. Everybody that has done the same thing just jumped in their spirit because I jumped in the spirit because it has become routinely an honor to receive, even to be named in that same lineage of great people of God, because even my pastor one day, we was in Bible study, and he called me Reverend. So I take that as just a spiritual covering, and I tell people all the time, when God calls people, he don't necessarily give you the title. He just gives you the calling and the assignment. And then I just do whatever God say do. And then as God blesses, as he so deems, if he moves in somebody's spirit to give me some official title, I'll receive it, but I'm not going to wait on that. I am going to do the work that I know God gave me to do. And I know that you're doing the same thing, woman of God. I already know you're doing the same thing. What did our elders tell us about victory? Did they tell us to wait until we get the victory before we shout? No, ma'am. What did they tell us, Pastor Butler?
Shout now.
They said you don't
shout
have to
shout now
wait,
for
so
the
I'm not
victory.
Waiting on
it's not.
I'm not going to be one of the ones that be talking about I'm waiting on God. If anything, God will say, hold, brother, slow down. Slow your roll. Just take it easy. Because, see, I'm on fire. I'm on fire for the Lord. Amen. So that's why this program is entitled Fire.
I believe that.
Jesus, I sent you my autobiography now, okay?
Yes, you
21
did.
Years set free. 21 years set free from habits that I couldn't break that was breaking me. Have gone through, I just buried my oldest daughter a year ago, just out of nowhere. Haven't gone through dysfunctional family in my early childhood. Haven't gone through failed marriage. If it was not for the Lord who was on my side, I would have lost my mind a long time ago. But we're not here to talk about me right now, woman of God. I just had to testify because this program is talking about testify. So why don't you just go ahead and introduce yourself to my listening audience. And then I want to just jump right into this beautiful project about shouting into the darkness, because I know you're a woman that's been set free. Don't make me shout up in here, because I'll do it.
Yes, sir. You know what? Our lifestyle paths have seemed to mirror, because I was brought up in a dysfunctional family. I actually was not wanted. I had to bear the burden of growing up, of knowing that I wasn't wanted and made aware of that every step of the way. And I learned my uncle was a minister, and I went to him crying one day when I was younger, and I was just talking about, I don't have any friends. And he says, honey, you've got one friend that will always stick by you. And I said, well, where is he? And he said it was Jesus, and he gave me a Bible. I couldn't even read, but he gave me the Bible. And I said, well, what does it say? He said, your friend will teach you And I sat every day with that Bible until I began to understand the words, got a little congestion going on here, understand the words, and I learned then he was my friend. When I had nobody else to stick by me, he was there.
Come on.
You know, and as I grew up, began to grow older, I began to grow in the love of God. Regardless of the tragedies, heartbreaking things that happened, I held on to his hand and he held on to mine. And like I said, when I got older, I just had such a love for God. I was even ostracized from my family because of my love for God. You know, I was the different one, the strange one, the weird one. The goody two-shoe. And so, like I said, my older siblings was out, and they tried to make it look like it was fun, serving sin. Mm. I was missing out on something. And for my 21st birthday, I was taken out to a questionable place that men was confused to who they were and the women were confused to who they were. Since I lived sheltered life, I knew nothing about it. But I was out there in that world and got caught up in the drugs and the alcohol and the lascivious living. But something on the inside kept crying for the peace that I used to have. And it was the year of 1985. I had two children, a failed marriage, and no income, no nothing. And I needed God. And I tried so many times to get to him. And you can't get to God when you want to. When he gives you that open door, you come. He says, harden not your heart in the day you hear the provocation, the word that sets you free. Don't harden your heart. Don't think you got tomorrow. You can come when you want to, because I'm here to testify to you can't. You can only come when he calls you, when he opens that door. And he knew the plan that I had for my life. Like I said before, I had, it's funny, thin friends. They'll supply you with everything you need to destroy your life. But what you need to live it and to gain life and peace in God, they're gone. But I couldn't tell you the gallons of tequila, E&J brandy, cases of malt liquor, and about every kind of name of beer you could. I had that. One of the guys I was dating at that time, all the good stuff, the Jamaican gold, all this stuff, I just looked at it. That's not where I wanted to be. And I had planned, they were planning to have a good time. I was planning, this is how I'm going to end my life. And it was so selfish because I wasn't even thinking of my two young sons. All I was thinking about was the pain I was in. And so my mother and my stepdad called me and said, hey, why don't you go out with us tonight over to the club? It'll be the last time that we'll ask you to go out with us. And I thought, yeah, I can do that. This will be my last time. That was 1982. And it was going to be New Year's Eve. And I went out with them. And like I said, I was on the dance floor. And I told my sister and my cousins, we're going to come back and we're going to party. And because of the plan I had was I was just going to mess myself up and just take my life that day. And but while I was on the dance floor, conviction began to roll up in me. And tears was flowing from my face and my eyes. And my stepdad looked at me he was a deacon. See, not everybody that's in the place they call church is who they say they are. And I was there, and he was saying, why are you crying? And I said, those songs, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. And he started laughing. I said, I need to sit down because the conviction was rolling. So I'm sitting down there, and I'm wiping my tears, and they handing out the party hats and the party favors. And they said, at the countdown, we want everybody to say Happy New Year. At the countdown, everybody hollering Happy New Year, and it just welled up inside of me. I jumped up, and at the top of my lungs, I hollered, "Hallelujah! Hallelujah!"
Oh.
The whole place was silent. And they looked at me.
Jesus.
My stepdad said, "You need to get out of here. You're in the wrong place." And my cousins and my sister took me home. I tell everybody, 282 Court B College Homes is where I learned to put my trust in the Lord and not look back. We got there. I told them, "Don't you touch nothing. Don't touch nothing." They thought I had lost my mind. I really did. I lost that old mind, gained a new mind. What couldn't get down the kitchen sink, went down the toilet, went down the bathroom sink, went down the tub, until it was all gone. And they said, "She's crazy. She done lost her mind." And I've been that way ever since. the Lord saved me that night from myself, from total destruction.
Yeah.
And my vow to him is I owe him.
Mm-hmm.
I owe him.
I'm gonna tell you, woman of God, that is so familiar. Just like you said, we walked down the same pathway, because I can recall 21 years ago when I was so overwhelmed with habits that I couldn't break, that was breaking me, left me in a position where I was homeless in what everybody in Detroit knows as Cass Quarter, which is the place where it is known for darkness. You name it, it's there. It's there in abundance. It's there routinely, daily, and law enforcement know about it, but I guess they felt like, just like roaches, rather than to just shine the light on them where they scatter and we can't keep up with them, we'll let them all congregate. So I felt a spirit of prophetic utterance fall over me, and I knew it wasn't because I was under the influence of some substance. I started sharing the good news of Jesus Christ right there in Cass Quarter on the corner in broad daylight, woman of God. So that same spirit that fell on you fell on me too. Go ahead, woman of God. I'll just let you know I've experienced that also.
Yes, he does. And when you've been there and he pulled you out of that darkness like he did with Paul. Paul was religious. And he thought that they was coming against his God. He didn't have an understanding. And he went out. He was a murderer. You know, not just David, but Paul was too. He could find, you know, for the people to be murdered, those that believed in Christ and love and peace and forgiveness, until he met Christ. You know, then his whole perspective changed. And that's what happens when we're out there, when our perspective has been changed. We're on fire because we know what it's like to be at the doorpost of darkness and hate and malice and envy and strife and all that rejection, to where we come into a place of love and peace and comfort and acceptance in God, that now we know, well, I'm ready to pull somebody out. I'm going right back to where I was, and I'm getting ready to pull them out so that their clothes no longer smell like fire and smoke. You know, and that's God
puts
that.
Because we're not scared no more. No more fear.
That's it. Yes. What can he do? What he should have done, he couldn't do, because I learned even then the hand of God was right there. He made sure the enemy can only go so far and no more. When God has his hand on you, he allows you to experience. That's his permissive will. Can he keep us from darkness? Mm. Yes, he can.
But if
we're always in a place of surety, we become arrogant, proud, pompous, haughty. You know, we can't give the message the way we should because we're too busy trying to judge people by our life where we've never experienced anything. But when you've experienced the rejection, the hurt, the pain, the loneliness, the no permanent shelter over your head, the lack of proper clothing and shoes, you know, that when you come out of that, you know what it's like, and you understand the love. You understand the compassion that Christ had, and now it fills you, and you just want to go. You don't care what they look like, smell like, what they do have, what they don't have. What you care about is what you have to offer.
That's right. Amen. Been there, and we know what it's like. I can recall God sending me to a group of people that helped me understand that people that have gone through and been blessed to survive circumstantial trauma, that we have emotional dereliction and abandonment from loved ones, a feeling of such low self-esteem that it was basically non-existent, to rise up above that. See, you can't go no lower than that other than suicide. So to rise up above that, woman of God, is a promotion. And so we don't even see life as most people do, because they told me, they said, you are blessed to live two lives in one lifetime. That means you basically have been resurrected from the dead. Your body didn't die, but guess what? Your emotions was dead. Your spirit was just about incapacitated. God had to resuscitate us back to life. That whole process gave life such a broader new meaning that we don't even relate like most people do. When I hear people complaining, I'll be like, man, that ain't nothing but, that ain't even no complaint. That's like, I can't even keep this shoelace tied. What you talking about?
I can't
get this stain off my shirt. They be talking about stuff like it's about the bottom about to fall out, and compared to where we've been, woman of God, I'm like, man, all you got to do is just this, that, and the other thing, and keep it moving. Come on, woman of God, you about to get me happy up in here.
Yeah, that's what I say, Brother Justin. They don't understand. They have been lied to down through the last 40 years. They came with the prosperity message, you know, blab it, stab it, grab it, and get it, you know, and that's to fill their pocket. And why it was emptying out the souls and the spirits of the people. And the men and the women of God before that, they didn't care about prosperity. Most of them barely had to slept in their cars or slept in barns or you know, wherever they could. They was kicked out of the religious organizations they was affiliated with. If you go back and you read the historical books, especially those ministers in Azusa Street was kicked out of the religious organizations they was affiliated with. They was even charged by the people, the priests and the ministers and the head leaders. You know, one was put in jail almost 21 times, and that was from the church. It wasn't from the people in the street. And I began to look at that. I began to research, and I began just from my growing up. I remember one time I was praying to God, and I was wondering when I was round about, and all these things stuck with me. And I began to question the religion, and not Christ, not the word, but the religion. And I said to God one night in a prayer, and I was saying, Lord, I was praying. I said, Lord, I pray that your people learn to see you and to love you because they don't understand you. And the response I got back in a small, still voice was, they know who I am. And I said, well, Lord, they can't know who you are because if they did, they'd love you. And his response was, you'll see. That was it. And down through my years, I began to see. And it hurt me to the core of my heart that, wow, they don't love you and they do know you. Because why would we be in the ministry and we're herding the sheep? Because when you read in the book of Ezekiel, you know, he says, woe unto the shepherd that scatter. And that's what's been happening these last 40 years is the shepherds have been scattering the sheep for their own benefit, you know, feeding themselves, clothing themselves. And instead of them getting a job and getting out there working like God had said we had to work by the sweat of our brow, they begin to come inside and they look for a free paycheck, and it's off the backs of the people. And the people are hungry, and these are families who husbands, fathers, who has them lost their jobs, and they need assistance. Oh, but I can't help you. I'm living, you know, in these multi-million-dollar homes, but you need to trust God. Yeah, but if you don't put enough money in that pot, then all of a sudden there's something wrong with your faith and not theirs. I begin to look at those things. I begin to listen to the prosperity preachings and the people getting poor, not just financially, but spiritually. And emotionally.
We do understand, woman of God, that it was the religious leaders that conspired to put our Savior Jesus to crucifixion. So we understand what a lot of people don't understand. There's this religious image out there that gets lumped into the church. So all outsiders know is those church folks. But what we know is that the wheat and the tares grows up together. We already know that. That's why it's incumbent on us to pay attention to the fruit that people bear. See, people will try to throw this. It just kills me when people outside the church start trying to throw scriptures around. You can't judge me. Only God can judge me. Hold on. Let's define what judge means, first of all. There is the judge that is the presiding power that has the authority to move people to punishment, to recompense, or to relieve them. That's not the judgment that we are casting. We are casting the judgment of discernment. That is a different type of judgment. We're not trying to consign you to heaven or hell. That is the judgment
that's
that they're trying to lay on us. What we are doing is, I see an apple tree. Oh, those are apples. I see whatever promiscuity in your life. I see vulgar language in your life. I'm not judging you. I'm just observing and telling you what I see. Woman of God, listen, we have so much. I told you we're going to have to break this up in about two or three more programs because you said so many things. But before we go to your amazing anointed group of ladies that is sanctified to say, Kanai El Delphi, always trust in God. Ooh, I love that song because that is so appropriate. But let me tell you this, woman of God. You talk about prosperity and briefly talk about what is true prosperity. And if we need to highlight it after this music, then I'm going to let you continue on. But tell the people what is the true prosperity, because you talk about prosperity being finances, clothes, cars, material things. Can you share with us so that we won't misunderstand what true prosperity is?
True prosperity is being like Enoch. Enoch walked with God. It's walking with him through every aspect of your life, the good, the bad, the ugly. When you feel like he's there and when you don't, he will give you more than enough. For whatever your trial is, whatever you're going through, whatever happiness you need, he's right there. That's true prosperity. That's why they couldn't understand that. How can you only have this job and you got all of this? Because my prosperity doesn't come from things. It comes from him. Because he said he owns all the gold that's in the depths of the land. In the darkness. There's riches that has not ever been met. And if my God, our God, can make rain diamonds on Jupiter, what more could he do for us? That's true prosperity.
That's true prosperity, y'all. Y'all getting real talk conversation from people that have been through the fiery furnaces of affliction, of dereliction, of abuse, of pain and suffering, some of which we may have in some way contributed to. But please understand that there are evil demonic forces out there that wants to keep us in pain. Woman of God, you talked about the pain that we have gone through. When people do not understand, pain is one of the primary strategies and attacks from an invisible enemy who's invisible just like God. But guess what? You can't see the wind. You don't deny the power and effect of the wind. You can't see sound, but you can see the effects of sound. So I don't know why people have this problem with invisibility, but we need to understand that pain is brought to us to discourage us, to keep us so low that we never use our heads to look up where our help and our strength come from. You tuned in to Fire.
Yes. Amen.
The gospel
and
experience.
If you don't understand, also the flip side of pain is to lift us up.
Amen.
Pain
Thank
is
you.
Made for us to reach out to God.
Amen.
To hold on to his hand. To
pain
the enemy.
Pain sometimes, woman of God, can be one of our greatest teachers. Go ahead.
It is. It's our strength. Christ said, if you don't suffer, that means pain. Like I did. Then you can't reign with me. If we don't understand, pain forces you. If we're always fed, always clothed, always got anything we want to drink, we're always financially secure, why would we serve God? Why would we don't
exactly.
reach out to him till we're in pain,
That's
we're
right.
in suffering. So
it
doesn't pull us away. It should not, and it depends on what side of the coin. People say a coin has two sides. It actually has three, the front, back, and the edge.
Come on.
And
That's
most
right.
of us live
That's
on
right.
the edge. We want to play in darkness, but we want to hold on to the blessings of God. But you can't have the blessings
Amen.
Of God until you go on that flip side where there's light.
Amen.
You know, where he's
Amen.
The leader. Amen. He's going to take you. And he's going to allow that pain rise you up. If we look at what Job went through, pain, suffering, everything that we experience today, Job went through. But what did God do when he went through that pain and suffering? He replenished him. He gave him back seven times what he lost. And the people that discouraged him, that accused him, that berated him and belittled him, he turned around and told Job, now you pray for them because they ain't going to live unless you pray for them. And that's
Amen.
What God tells us. Everybody that puts us through a place of discomfort, pray for them. Because they don't know what
Amen.
They got to face.
Amen.
You done already went through yours. Now help them go through theirs through prayer.
Amen. And what's that going to require, woman of God, is that's going to require that we always put our trust in who?
In God.
That's
Don't ever fail. Right. Trust him.
Felt heartaches and pain. There were some times I stumbled through the ice-cold rain, but I held on to my God's hand. He'll lift you up and help you to stand. Just keep holding on and always put your trust.
Trust in God.
God can do. What he's done for someone else, he can do the same for you.
You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Fire, 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 the gospel experience, and you have just been blessed by the anointed sounds of the ladies of Kanai El Delphi. Always put your trust in God, and we have with us one of their key members, Pastor Cynthia Butler, author, speaker, singer, songwriter, is pastor of Universal Deliverance Ministries for the past 3 years and co-pastor for 19 years. She received her call to ministry in 1985. And if you have been listening to the testimony that she shared, she spoke about events in her life back in 1982. So that call to ministry is very relevant in a timely manner for this great woman of God. And she asked, and I'm reading from her book that I was so blessed to get my autographed copy from right in time for this broadcast. So I have still much reading to do with it so that the next time we come on the broadcast, I'll be a little bit more mutually intelligent with what you've written. But if God asks to smell your breath, Pastor Cynthia Butler asked on the back cover page, would it smell like obedience? She says, you're no better than me, and I'm no better than you. Woman of God, I told you I was not going to rush through this. So what you shared was just necessary foreground, background information about who you are. But the contents of your book, we're just going to highlight. And if any of these particular chapters that we're just going to just briefly just touch on, speak to your spirit so that my listeners can be more enthused about getting this book, Shouting Into the Darkness, we're just going to highlight it. And then when you come back, I'm going to dedicate more time, woman of God, so that we can thoroughly go into this. We'll have more time to just settle into this beautiful piece of biblical spiritual literacy. The introduction, which is 8 pages, y'all, I told woman of God, I said her introduction is a lot of people's first chapter, but the first chapter is wake up. Second chapter is his love chases me. Chapter 3 is the battle is not yours. Chapter 4, open gates and broken bands. Chapter 5, house divided. Chapter 6, Mahatma Gandhi. And chapter 7, and then finally, get going. Woman of God, can you just start us off with, I'm going to say your first chapter, wake up. Can you just give us some highlight from there? And if that's all we get to, woman of God, we'll know to pick up from chapter 2 on the next broadcast. Talk about wake up.
excuse me, yes, Wake Up is about us waking from a slumber of religious activity. Learning that when I started this, I started thinking about a show I used to watch when I was younger, and it was talking about the dark side. And its intro was, the dark side is always there. It's waiting to enter us and also waiting for us to enter it. And okay. when I begin to look, a lot of us are in a religious sleep, and we've taken security in a name over a building versus security in the word. And that we need to wake up. I've seen so many, and I encourage even now, when you walk into the doors, don't come empty-handed. Open that word. Wake up to what the word is saying to you, because he says you search the scriptures, for in them that they're talking about you, but the reality is me. It's telling you who I am. What I'm about, what I like, what I dislike, how I want you to walk, how I want you to talk, how I will be there for you if you give me the opportunity. But most times we come in, we're in this slumber, a set pattern that we come in. We've got the introduction to start, and then we've got a little prayer. We've got a praise and worship. Excuse me. And then we've got a word, and then we've got the offering, then we've got our announcements, and then we've got our benediction, and then we go. Where's the service to God? If someone walks in to our pleasantries, our routine that's out of the ordinary, all of a sudden we fall asleep. We're asleep. We're only startled or irritated because they come through the door. And I said, we've fallen into that same pattern of sleep that Israel fell into, because Israel was an example, not a set apart to be untouchable or fenced away from the community or the neighborhood or the countries around, but it was an example to live upright before him. Because when we have something that's different from us, we want to be a part of it. So Israel failed to do that, and they fell into a lot of repercussion or rebuke from God, and we don't realize as a people of, I always say believer now, because I've come to dislike that word Christian when I begin to really look at it. Christians were people, if you go back and look in the history, Christians were people who did everything but worship God, and to worship the oneness of God, the truth of God, the hope of God. Yeah. It put you into a pattern of, this is what you do, and as long as I, as a man, find it acceptable, or humanity, I don't want anyone to think I'm kicking against, you know, the political rights now. As a leader, if I don't like what you're doing, how you're doing it, where you're doing it, and the way you're doing it, then it's wrong. And we've fallen into that religious era where we're now more, activity bound, socialized bound than we are God worship. We come in to worship him. I remember growing up, we came in to worship him. We exited to serve him. Now we've got it where we come in to serve him, and we exited to worship him. And that's not how it goes. So it's just talking about waking up from that false pattern that we've gotten ourselves into, where we don't see the light of God, where we don't see his hope, where we come to him only when we need something. And the book is written mostly to those who are in the church, Those who don't know or have been hurt, because even Christ said, I was wounded in the house of my friend, who has come in. And I question, how do we get so angry with God when a human do us wrong? But we never get it when we was in the world. We never got angry with Satan, no matter how much the people did us wrong. We stayed in the sin, but when it comes to God and the servitude of God, because our eyes are more on man than it is on the servitude of God, we get angry because that person, that leader who we looked up to, has failed us. And we get angry. We're not woke. We're spiritually asleep. I'm saying wake up spiritually.
Well, I'm going to say this. Let me jump in real quick, because I certainly can understand the intent that you mean when you said that you dislike the word Christian. But again, I believe that that is a strategic ploy that the enemy uses to muddy the name and the reputation of Christian, so that people outside of the church can always feel justified with that ridicule and with that name calling. I believe, I'm gonna quote Romans 11:5, where it says, so then at the present time, there has come to be a remnant. And the Amplified Bible defines remnant as a small believing minority, according to God's grace and choice. So I know that you know this, woman of God, but for the benefit of the listeners, there is always a believing remnant or a small believing minority of believers are actually in agreement and living in alignment and accord with the will of God. But we also understand that the church doors are open wide for whomsoever will let them come. And those of us that's been in church that have a spiritual mindset understand that there are going to be some people in there that might be troublemakers, that might be wolves in sheep's clothing, that are on assignment, whether they know it or not, from the devil to come into the church to try to undignify the church, to create scandal, to create division. So people listening to this broadcast, understand that we know this when we open the doors of our church. But please understand this part too, that we live under the authority of God Almighty. And he tells us to take our representative places in the body of Christ. He tells us how to behave. And it takes time, it takes practice, and it takes opportunities for us who minister in the body of Christ to be prepared for any situation that comes up. We stand fast. We don't back down, and we don't let outside influences distract us from our calling, woman of God. So I was in such a hurry, woman of God, to get into the book and the contents of the title, but I need to back up because I'm so excited. My spirit is uplifted by this book project and by you as a forceful, spiritually minded woman of God that you are. I told you, I said you have a vibrancy about you that is just a wonderful blessing to envelop, woman of God. And that is the spirit of God in you. But tell us before you leave, because we're just about out of time, I need for you to go into depth with the limited time that we have, about the book title before we even get to the chapters. Tell us about how God conjured up in your spirit the book title, Shouting Into the Darkness. Tell us about that before you go, and then I'll bring you back and we'll have more time.
Okay. So Shouting in the Darkness is that we live in a dark world, because the scriptures tell us that we're to come out of darkness into the marvelous light. So it tells me that this world, the lack of knowledge, lack of hope, despair, all that's darkness. And we who are the children of light, because we are, you know, that lighthouse that sit up on the hill that shines in the darkness, that we're supposed to shout out to those that's lost and broken, on the brink of suicide, on the brink of chaos, in the middle of drowning and whatever it is that they're dealing with, the issues, that we're to shout out into their darkness to bring them into the light of hope and love and compassion and peace. And so that's what we're doing as people who used to, and somebody shouted it, it was Christ, the light shone into our darkness and drew us out. So that's my experience behind that, is that's who we are. And it's okay to be that light. You might be the only lighthouse in the middle of that storm, but there's some ships out there that need to know that they're getting ready to run into a place they don't need to be.
Amen. Amen. And I'm going to tell y'all something. The artistic illustration on the book cover, Shouting Into the Darkness, is just so dramatic. It is a woman that is kind of bent over halfway backwards with her head back, and there's like black smoke coming out of her mouth, y'all. So not only is our assignment is to shout light into darkness, but we are also to, I'm going to say, convulse and vomit out any darkness that may try to reside in us, woman of God. That's what that picture, what that picture told me.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible tells us that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. And the whole point about us being here on earth after we've been redeemed is to evangelize, but also to let Holy Spirit God abide in us. And he does not want to abide in a house that has darkness, that has filth, that has sin. Amen. Woman of God.
Amen.
Come on. Woman of God, listen. I bless you in the beautiful name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, to continue doing what you're doing. I will be in touch with you. I'm saying before the holiday season starts to kick in, and it's probably going to take, I'm going to say, at least two more programs where it's just going to be me and you, so that you'll have more time to go ahead and break this down for us and minister to us. And and guess what, woman of God? The next few programs that we have to discuss this, I want you to keep notes, because I believe Holy Spirit God is going to give you some sermon titles throughout our next two programs that you'll have.
Amen.
That you'll have
There's
going to be some sermon.
I receive that.
That's going to fall right in your spirit over the next two programs while you're discussing what you're discussing. Because, see, there's some layers in you that I don't think you have really, really, really fully opened up yet, because God wants to give you sermon titles and words. And that's my assignment, to bring you here. And I'm trying to help people understand that I'm not here just to get on the radio. I am here to impact and connect with anointed people of God, so that whatever ministry you all are already involved in, God is sending me here to expand what it is he's already called y'all to do. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I received that definitely.
So, woman of God, how can you be contacted for sermons, speaking engagements, or any type of ministerial work in the Knoxville, Tennessee area, or wherever God has prepared for you to travel on the highways, skyways, busways, trainways, for you to go and minister? How can you be contacted? Where can your book be purchased, as well as the group Kanai El Delphi's music be downloaded?
Okay, you can always reach me on Facebook under my name, Cynthia Butler, or by phone, which is 865-405-7452. You can purchase the book at my online publicist, Amazon, or through Trinity Network. Kona Adafe is on Facebook, Kona Adafe. You can reach, we've got our webpage, Twitter, Messenger, about all of the social medias, Apple, CD Baby, Spotify, about anywhere you can stream or download. Yeah, everybody. We're everywhere.
Amen. Well, woman of God, you certainly have. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. I was through.
You certainly have our full support here. You're in our prayers. We support you. We are looking forward to continuing this kingdom collaboration. You all keep doing what y'all are doing for Jesus Christ, because as you have been thoroughly blessed up to this point, this is just the beginning of a season of blessing according to your faith and according to your submission and service unto the Most High God. I'm telling you this right now, because ever since 2020, before the COVID virus hit us, I have been in a nonstop, ongoing, overflowing season of blessing. My heart goes out to everybody that has gone through pain and loss and everything. But as a living witness, I'm telling you all that I have been in the eye of the storm, safe. And not only safe, woman of God, but blessed. And it's not just me, but God will sustain us. He will keep us. And like my, I'm going to say, social media mentor, Dr. Darius Daniel said, you can either sink, survive, or thrive. God wants us to thrive.
That's it.
You need to move beyond sinking and surviving and get to the point where the world looks at us and be amazed and admire us for our relationship with God. Not because of where we live, not because of what you wear, not because of what you drive, but our testimony, and that's what we're going to be talking about a little bit later on, testify, telling God, no, this is what God has done for me. So we bless you, we praise you, thank you, woman of God. Looking forward to having you come back with your saved, sanctified, powerful self in Jesus. You keep doing what you're doing, and God is going to bless your socks and your toes. I promise you. Amen?
Amen. I received that.
Thank
without
you.
A doubt.
Thank you. Thank you, woman of God. You be blessed in Jesus, y'all. That is my special guest, woman of God, entrepreneur, human rights consultant, gospel artist with Kanaa L. Delphi, published author, the book Shouting Into the Darkness. Pastor, woman of God, Cynthia Butler was right here, y'all, on the Fire Gospel Experience, and she blessed us real good, y'all. Yes. I promise you, God will bless you from your head down to your toes. Y'all better understand who this God is. He's concerned about not just the big things that's going on in life. He's concerned about everything that we have to live through. It could be big, small. It could be everything in the middle. Woman of God, she was talking about the good and the bad things we go through. Guess what? God is concerned about the good, the bad, and everything in between. You're tuned in to fire. The Gospel Experience. We're about to shine our outer spotlight on my special guest. I know she's waiting in the wings, and I know she's on fire, too. Talking about woman of God, Jawanna Connor is going to bless us. But right now, the women of Kanaa L. Delphi wants to blow sin up in your life and in the atmosphere around you. Boom.
Three, two, we're gonna blow sin up. I'm blowing up, I feel a tease. It's trying to hide.
my God, my God. That's how we roll here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Blowing sin up just like the Bible tells us we can do all things through our Lord Jesus. Just by trusting in him, we are blessed people of God. But we got to live an obedient life. We got to submit to the will of God. And we got to get into that word. We have to be like the Berean church where the Bible tells us that they were more admirable because they searched the scriptures to see if what that preacher was talking about, if what somebody that I met at Walmart was talking about, or what that evangelist was talking about on YouTube and on internet. I need to make sure for myself that this is the right understanding of Word of God. Is that what it said? And then guess what? To fill in the blank, Holy Spirit God will come into your private meditation and give you the proper and the correct translation of that scripture. And then, Lord Jesus, we got so many different accurate translations. I read the NIV, I read the Amplified, I read the Living Bible, I read the Message Bible, and I'm starting to get off into other versions of the Bible so I can get more clarity, because it all depends on our spiritual appetite, y'all, on how much we will receive back, how much our soul, hello, will be satisfied. This is the segment of Fire, the Gospel Experience, where you talented people of God, gospel artists, musicians, will come in with your saved, sanctified, fully prepared self to serve God and share with us your ministry. We're going to shine on y'all while y'all shining on the world, the light of Jesus Christ. My special guest is here. And this young lady, I'm trying to tell you, she got some things going on for Jesus that is going to make heaven proud. And we are excited, y'all, to have her here with us. This young lady is bona fide, saved in Jesus, Chase Down Award 2022 Female Contemporary Artist, Newsom Award Album Cover 2021, as well as S&M Award Contemporary CD for 2022. She's coming from Charm City, Baltimore, Maryland, where my good friend and brother Jerry Royce is broadcasting Positive Power 21 Christian Media. Baltimore, Maryland, none other than Charm City. Woman of God, y'all. Joanna Connor is here as we shine her out of spotlight on this anointing special of God.
Hello.
Bless you, woman of God. Bless you, bless you. Welcome to Fire the Gospel Experience. How are you?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Listen, woman of God, we are excited. You got some things going on. And listen, we're going to play your music, but I want you to just share a little bit about yourself so listening audience can just appreciate the woman of God that you are now. Amen?
Yeah. Like I always say, just born and raised in a church singing, you know, singing in school, singing in college, you know, started recording at about 18,
okay.
Recording and writing around 18. I became a praise and worship leader in my early 20s. And basically that's what I did, you know, throughout my whole life is I was a praise and worship leader. I was a choir director. And
two years later,
I decided I was going to try to put out my first project. I got signed to Dome Music Group label out of Annapolis, and it just kind of just started snowballing from there.
Amen.
Yep.
Now, listen, you said something that I want you to maybe dip into a little bit, because there's a lot of people in the body of Christ that are just still living in a certain amount of uncertainty when it comes to their calling, right? You said you decided. What led up to, what were the components that gave you a conclusion about this is the direction that I'm going to go? Because this will work for anybody that's in the body of Christ. It doesn't have to be a gospel artist, don't have to be a singer or a musician, but if you can share some basic principles on what was revealed to you to help you see the road to take, can you share that with us?
Yeah, well, like I said, I tried when I was younger, because I started recording when I was 18. And then, you know, when back then you couldn't just come out because you had to be signed by a label, you know, but then they didn't have the digital platforms. They didn't have all the, you know, the opportunities that they have available now. So
Hold on.
You know, like I said, I just concentrated on, you know, praise and worship and ministering to people on Sundays or whatever day I had to minister. And then, so, you know, 2 years ago, I thought, you know, I started doing some stuff in Baltimore City because I'm originally from Jersey. I'm not a original Baltimorean. So when I came to Baltimore, I started meeting some people and I started doing different things. And then that's kind of how I met who I needed to meet. And once I decided to 2020, I was like, okay, I'm gonna put this first single out. And the first single, it actually did pretty good, you know, for me to be an independent artist as far as the nominations and everything that I received from it. Yeah, it was amazing. My daughter was 17 at the time when she composed and produced it.
Okay. So I'm glad you said what you said about people, because that was like where I was going next, because I was going to ask you. I said you found yourself with a certain desire. And then I guess you could say the confirmation is that here comes people being placed in my life to confirm the desires of my heart. That's just where I was going with that. God still uses people as instrumental means sometimes, woman of God, to help us get some clarity on the directions that God wants us to take. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And so you know, that's about, you know, that was kind of the go ahead.
No, that was what? That was the beginning.
Yes, so that was the beginning of, you know, I would say the beginning of the journey into me pretty much kind of breaking out into, I would say, the world, you know, because I've been doing this all my life. You know, this is something that I've been doing all of my life. But, you know, that was kind of the door that opened me up to the world, you know.
So you mentioned that you write songs as well. So tell us about the impact about Here I Am. We're going to hear you sing it, but in your Christian discipline in living, how does Here I Am speak to you and speak to God?
Basically, it's just, you know, it's just telling God that, you know, I'm here, you know, I'm here as your vessel. The song just talks about how, you know, I won't give his glory to anybody else. You know, that he will always get the glory. I will never take his glory. I will never put anybody above him. Just let God know that, you know, I'm here as his daughter, you know, and just, you know, a lot of the challenges that I have had to face in life, you know, I've always gone to God, you know, to help me, you know, so everything that I do, I always want him to know that I'm always going to him first. You know, here I am. I'm here as your vessel. I come to you, you know, with all of my problems, with all of my cares, you know. So that's what that's about.
Yes. That's about whatever is going on in my world externally around me. God, you still have the priority first. Whatever disturbances, whatever turmoil is going on internally, because there's so many different dynamics to who we are, but externally, God, you get priority. Internally, God, I'm going to give myself away to you all over again, daily. Here I am, dear God. You
okay? Yeah.
Lord, I just want you to know that you can have me. You can have all of me. You deserve it all. You get all the praise. You get all the glory. You get all the honor. Here I am.
I'm waiting in, Lord.
Waiting, Lord.
Here in your presence. All of my worries, all of my problems I give to you. You can have all of my burdens.
You can have me, I'm yours.
We give ourselves to you all over again, everyday woman of God, Jawana Connor. I need to give you a shout out of congratulations as you celebrate your ordination. You have moved into a whole new element in the body of Christ and ministering the word. So I certainly want to just applaud you in that, woman of God. Congratulations. God is blessing you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
It's been a long time coming.
Amen. So was that the service where you were able to preach your first sermon, or have that occasion already taken place?
No, that occasion hasn't taken place yet. No.
Okay, amen.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, we just had the ordination service. And, a lot of the people on the team, we don't just minister in the sanctuary. We minister out in the community. So, yeah, we're supposed to get out and do a lot of ministering in the community. So, you know, our pastor kind of charges us to do that also.
Mm. I love it. I love it. I love it. Well, woman of God, how can you be reached if you are prepared to make yourself available for public speaking? They may want you to minister at a revival, at a women's conference,
or anything
just pertaining to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and making the gospel known. How can you be reached for that, as well as ministering in music? Is there a contact number where you can be reached, as well as where your music can be downloaded, so that you can get the support of my listeners and watch God just expand more so in your life?
Yes, and anybody can contact me on Jawana Connor. You can message me. You can contact me through the Dome Music Group label, which is also on Facebook, or you can send me an email at JawanaConnor@gmail.com. And if you're looking for my music, it's just under Jawana. So you don't have to put Connors. It's only under Jawana on all digital platforms. You can find all of my music there. And any engagements anybody has, you know, women's conferences, youth. I'm into the youth also. Youth conferences, anything like that you guys, you know, need somebody to come minister, somebody to come sing. I'm more than happy to come.
Amen. That's what's up. They always told me that the best ability is availability. Woman of God,
yes.
Jawana Connor is letting y'all know she's available to minister to the glory of God, to the praise of our Savior and Redeemer, the Lord Jesus the Christ. Amen. Goes right there. Woman of God, once you know you have an open door invitation, whenever you feel that fire burning, you know how I roll. Now, you see how I do what I do. Feel free to make it known to me. If I take too long with the invitation to come back, you get in touch with me, woman of God. Say, Brother Rod, come on now. I feel a burning in my spirit. Can I get a seat back on this fire gospel experience? And I promise you, I'll make a move for you. Amen.
Amen, amen, most definitely.
Amen. Woman of God, you continue to live for Jesus. Be that shining, bright light for the Lord. Share the gospel as Holy Spirit God blesses you with words. Keep your mind fresh and all ears, spiritual ears open for the intimate times when God is going to give you special words of deliverance, prosperity, and freedom to share with the people of God, and so that souls can be saved. I thank you, and I look forward to the kingdom collaboration God has given you. Keep doing what you're doing for Jesus. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you.
Amen. Woman of God, Joanna Connors is right here, y'all, and I shine out the spotlight, and she is going to continue to do great things for Jesus. I just believe that. Girl. I just believe it in my spirit. Amen. So y'all look for that woman of God to continue to do great and mighty things, as well as my first featured guest, woman of God, talking about Pastor Cynthia Butler. These are anointed and appointed people of God. They're not just coming on here just to try to build big names and try to, you know, squeeze money out of us. Look, these are just propaganda lies that the devil is putting out there to try to shed a negative light on people of God. And we're here to take a right stand and let y'all know God is real. He's everything the Bible says. The Bible is legitimate, can be trusted. Read it with an intent heart to learn and not a suspicious heart to try to debate and argue with. God has no shame. He's like, if you want to know who I am, if you sincerely want to know if I'm real, ask me, seek me, and I promise you, you'll find out, just like we did, that God is everything the Bible declares. You don't have to wait until you get sick or somebody in your family is on the deathbed. You don't have to be in trouble with your judge. You don't have to be falling out with your mate or lonely and thinking about suicide. You can come as you are to God right here, right now, and receive the greatest gift that has ever been given to man, and that is a relationship with God. But you got to come through Jesus Christ. No, you can't just come through any way. All roads don't lead to God. If it's not Jesus, the Bible declares that anyone that has come before him is a thief and a robber. You tuned in to Fire, the Gospel Experience. We're going to be talking about Micah 6 and 3, where the Lord is taking the testimonial seat and he's testifying, and we're going to hear what the Lord God Almighty has to say. I'm telling you right now, when God speaks, oh my goodness, we better be about the business of doing better. Just like Nana Fine John Player is singing about, I got to do better, y'all. Help us.
This is John Player coming at you. This is for my real people that's been slacking in their praise. Come on, we got to do better. Got something for you. Here we go.
Because of that. And because of that. Greetings, I am Lady V, founder of Praise Him More 24/7 commercial free radio. Right now, you are listening to radio host Ronald E. Jefferson with Fire, the Gospel Experience. Acquiring from the words of the Hawkins Boys featuring Rance Allen, come along and get on board the joyful train for that ultimate gospel experience with Ronald E. and Lady V. Be blessed as well as be a blessing by sharing your experience and our biblical inspiration and gospel music. Again, with Ronald E. Jefferson, host of Fire, the Gospel Experience, and Lady V, hostess of Praise Him More. Playing the best in gospel music, let us return to Ronald E. and Fire, the Gospel Experience. Be blessed.
Bible declares, and I believe it's so true, as a living, breathing, walking, talking witness myself, that we can do all things, Paul told the Philippian church, through Christ that strengthens us. Amen. Sounds a woman of God, Joanna Hale McGill, letting us know we can do anything, but you got to put your faith, trust, and wholehearted confidence in our Creator God, because He's mighty, almighty. He has all power, and He knows what He's doing. He's been doing it for a long time. How about eternity? Amen. And then before that, we heard from man of God, John Player, with I Gotta Do Better. That goes for each and every one of us. I am just considering for your, I'm going to say, spiritual nutrition, for your conscious sake, spiritually speaking, about what the prophet Micah spoke as God spoke through him in the sixth chapter, starting at verse 3. Amen. Goes right there. Reading from the Amplified Version of the Bible. It says, O my people, what have I done unto thee? And wherein have I wearied thee? Testify against me. Amen. It got something the Almighty God is saying. Go ahead. Speak your peace. That's what he told Job. So we're going to talk about testify, y'all. And then I want y'all to prayerfully give it some consideration and see what you think. Because I'm going to say this. I believe that many people choose to disregard and or just outright ignore Holy God because he chooses to stay away from the audacious obvious. How that God succinctly tends to lean in the background, if you will, somewhat like the wind and sound that we cannot see. However, at high levels of intensity, these elements are fierce, ferocious, and cannot be denied. Yet God does speak in a myriad of ways according to his own choosing. Psalms 19 bears this out. The chief musician, a psalm of David. The heavens are telling of the glory of God. And the expanse of heaven is declaring the works of his hand. And God has throughout the creation of mankind spoken through his holy prophets. The messenger vessels that God still uses today through pastors, ministers, and speakers of God according to the will of God. Now, the prophet Micah was endowed with this great honor to allow Yahweh God to speak through him. And what holy God has to say is frightening, accusatory, and guilt-ridden to those offenders. Micah 6 and 1 says, hear now what the Lord is saying. Arise. Plead your case before the mountains, and let the hills as witnesses hear your voice. Hear, O mountains, the indictment of the Lord, and you enduring foundations of the earth. For the Lord has a case, a legitimate complaint, says the Amplified Bible, against his people, and he will dispute, challenge Israel. Hear now what the Lord is saying. Arise, plead your case before the mountains, and let the hills as witnesses hear your voice. Now, we of the elder church have known of testimonial times in church when we had testimonial services, where members would rise from their seats and declare the goodness of the Lord and what miraculous things he has done in their lives. How astonished would our elders be when we read and hear of how the Almighty One rises from his seat to testify of how his redeemed people have not only fallen short of our covenantal promises, but in fact have actually turned away from him. Micah 6 and 3 says, O my people, what have I done to you since you have turned away from me? That's why I love the Amplified reading of the Bible. And how have I wearied you? Answer me. Verse 4, for I brought you up from the land of Egypt and ransomed you from the house of slavery, and sent you before Moses to lead you, and Aaron, the high priest, and Miriam, the prophet. One of my great concerns when we present the gospel of our Lord Jesus is how it comes to the rescues of our life's dilemmas. How that God has such great love and power that he will even at times save us from circumstances, from what even we ourselves have created. But do we tell the entirety of how God is looking for reciprocal love, respect, and submission in return? Whenever our crisis wanes, we tend to go our merry way, believing that we are free to do so and owe God nothing more than a thank you prayer, if that. Micah 6 and 4b continues, and I sent you before you Moses to lead you, Aaron, the high priest, and Miriam, the prophetess. And God uses instrumentally people to lead and guide us into the ways of godliness. Could it be that this is one of the main reasons that many people do not come into a fully committed relationship with the Most High God? There is this spirit of self-will and self-centeredness that simply refuses to go beyond only calling on God when troubles rise. And many souls are and intend to stay ignorant of the fact that God requires a change of heart and mind that does indeed effectively transform our lives. We're discussing testify from the prophet Micah 6:3 for you to spiritually digest and consider on this fire gospel experience. Here's the group Jonah's Run. Once we get to our arbitrary concluded conclusions about God's testifying against us, we would do well to just give him the praise that is due his holy name.
This song right here, this is going out to all of our sisters and brothers who love God and know that you have the victory in your life.
Oh my.
But today, just today, today has not been a good day. No, your faith isn't shattered. No, you haven't given up. But every so often, one of those days,
yes. Thank you, Jonas Brown, for letting me come in with my little background part. Yes. I still got that fire voice. La-da-da-dee-da-da-da-da. That was a Jonas Brown right here on this Fire Gospel Experience, giving y'all all of the different wonderful blends of gospel music here, all the different genres, so that we can just please that spiritual palette that you bring to your own personal spirit of praise and worship to God. How would you feel if somebody came to you with the same old lines over and over again? God looks for some variety when we come to him in prayer, when we come to him in worship. He wants to experience all the different facets of who he put in you. God has put such a variety of presentation, of exhortation, of enthusiasm in you. He wants you to give all of those expressions to him because it just brings him more glory. We can't add to God's glory, but what we can do is we can quantify, we can confirm that all the glory that God is, he is certainly well deserving of it. We are embracing for your spiritual consideration a word testify from Micah 6:3. And we left off by just testifying that, yes, God uses human instrumentalities to lead and guide us into the ways of godliness. Jeremiah 3:15 bears that out. It says, and I will give you pastors according to my heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. So just as God provided leadership through Moses, Aaron, and Miriam to the children of Israel, who were former slaves to the Egyptians, God uses and raises up qualified, anointed, and called out ones for us who are the church body today. So what would Holy God have to say about us today if he were to testify? And if we were found to be guilty as those in Micah's time that we've just read about, what would be the steps of our repentance to resolution and restoration? Well, Micah, he didn't leave us hanging with just accusation. God continued to speak through the prophet and said, what shall I come before the Lord to honor him and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with yearlings, calves? Will the Lord be delighted with thousands of rams or with 10,000 rivers of oil? Shall I present my firstborn for my acts of rebellion, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? Verse 8 says, he has told you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? Come on, Jesus. Except to be just and to love and to diligently practice kindness, compassion, and to walk humbly with your God, setting aside any overblown sense of importance or self-righteousness, so says the Amplified version of the Bible. Simply put, obedience is always better than sacrifice, and disobedience from 1 Samuel 15:22. Amen. Amen. Go right there. Well, thank you all for tuning into the Fire Gospel Experience. Y'all bless me every time y'all click this program and then share it with a friend or family member, because my ministry is to honor God in my very life. My life experiences have led me to this conclusion that I am here as a blessed, anointed vessel of God. And guess what? It's not just me. I've just been blessed to find my calling. It took many, many decades. This was not no fly-by-night, overnight experience. So I'm here to encourage you to find out your calling in God, because God has a special and particular calling for you in your life as well. I'm just so grateful for my special guests coming in the way they did, and so much of their own fire. Talking about woman of God, entrepreneur, human rights consultant, published author of the book that we will be highlighting and spoke on today, Shouting Into the Darkness, Pastor Cynthia Butler. And then I'm so grateful for woman of God, Jawana Connor, for coming in to our Shine Artist Spotlight and blessing us with their testimony as well as their ministries and their presence. Well, leave you with one final word, if I may. When God do what he does, it's already done. He lives in eternity. We live in time and space. So when God does a thing, he's just waiting on you to see if you are ready, willing, and able to receive it. So until next time, y'all be blessed with Jesus. I pray that God will keep you, cover you, lead and guide you, and bless you in so many ways that you just can't help yourself. You just got to run and go tell it, and then see about blessing somebody else. I leave you with woman of God, Charnay Wallace, because it is so true. You get to a point in your life where God is your everything. Thank you, Lord, for letting us know the truth of the knowledge of who you are. Come on, woman of God, Sunday morning. Let's talk about God being your everything. Y'all be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Right there. Definitely want to send a shout out and thank all of you beautiful people for all of the birthday congratulations. Each one of you all for sending me all of that birthday love. I just want y'all to know 62 is not how old I am, but 62 is just how long I've been here celebrating all the goodness of God. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all the birthday love. I appreciate each and every one of you. Y'all be blessed with Jesus. Precious, precious name. Amen.